Ahoy, who's this?
Yes, sir. This is Sergeant Sean Blunden.
Sergeant Sean Blunden. Yes, Sergeant.
Yes, I...
Yes, sir.
I spoke with Mr. Beasley earlier in the week, and he did tell me that I had a green light to go ahead and do some public service announcements.
What, a green light to do public service announcements? That's something that goes through
our
production company. You go, and if you want to do public service announcements, you make an appointment, you read the public service announcements, and then they'll try to put them in recorded. What, you don't call in and do public service announcements, Sergeant.
Well, sir, I was... given this number, I was told it was a special number, and to feel free to just call in whenever I felt like it.
You're a sergeant?
Yes, sir.
Okay. A sergeant, military, police, what are you? Sergeant.
I'm a sworn law enforcement officer.
Sworn law enforcement officer, okay. And you're
yes,
a sergeant.
Sir. And I'm involved in all aspects of law enforcement.
Okay. Right.
Also, recently,
yeah,
I've become involved in interdiction, trying to help out the Coast Guard and the Border Patrol.
You have,
and, you know, our brother law enforcement agencies.
All right. So Coast Guard, yeah, and so you are you associated with the Coast Guard?
They're a partner.
A partner.
They're a part. You know, really, all of us first responders.
Mm-hmm.
We're all really
first. You know what? And you are a first. If you're in fact a first responder, I salute you, Sergeant, in being on the ball like you are.
Well, I appreciate that.
And what do you want us to do? You're going to read public service announcements. What?
Mr. Beasley said that, because I'm not real comfortable with public speaking.
How long have you been serving our country as a first responder, sir?
I believe, if you count the academy, about 17 years.
Uh-huh. Where the academy? What, Annapolis? What were you? West Point? What the academy?
Local academy.
Local academy, and you've moved up the ranks to sergeant.
Yes, sir.
All right. Is that three stripes, or is it three stripes and something slashed underneath it?
That really varies from outfit to outfit.
Outfit to outfit. Either you're a sergeant in our military, or you're not a sergeant in our military.
Well, I never said that I was involved directly in
you
the military.
You mentioned Coast Guard.
Well, they're partners of ours.
That's
I'm a
right.
sworn law enforcement officer.
All right, and
okay?
you went to, and
I
you went to the academy.
Okay, I carry a badge.
You carry a badge. What's? I don't even want to know what the badge is. There an eagle on the badge?
On mine, yes.
Right.
You got to pay extra, but it's well
extra.
Worth it to me, because that's your shield right,
right
there.
Aren't you, when you go and graduate from the academy and are hired by some agency, our first responders, they give you the badge because you've earned it, you don't have to buy it?
Well, it depends on, which law enforcement agency you go into.
Mm-hmm,
I tell the young pups coming up.
Yeah,
you may not think about it, but one of the most important things is you want to find somebody in your life that's good at embroidery. So
what do you mean? You go to uniform if you're a police officer, a trooper, a member of the Coast Guard, a member of other branches of military. You go and you get a uniform. What do you mean somebody that's good at embroidery?
Well, when you go out and purchase your first uniform, you're going to want to dress it up, put stars on it and whatnot.
You earn stars, don't you?
Well, I'm not in the military, sir.
Right.
I'm a law enforcement officer.
Right. And you're just, what are you doing with the Coast Guard? What are they?
Well, I assist. They assist me, actually, with
the Coast
interdiction.
Guard assists you.
With interdiction, yes.
With interdiction. Now, you said you were talking to Mr. Beasley, and he said to read public service announcements?
Yes, sir.
In regards to what, sir?
Well, evidently...
What are you state police? Is that where you are, state police? You're a trooper?
Well, I have various jurisdictions.
So you're federal.
Depends on the day of the week.
Oh, are you a Fed?
Technically, I could be.
Technically, you could be.
I'm focused on just certain areas here in Southwest Florida.
Okay. All right. Well, then what's the public service announcements? I mean, you could probably do a public service announcement. I'll let it slide this time. But if you have multiple public service announcements, that has to go through another department. You just can't call up and do it, sir.
Well, I was told that I could by your betters.
By Mr. Beasley?
Yes.
Go ahead. I'll let you get one out, and we'll see what this is about, Sergeant. Roger that.
Roger that.
10-4. Public service announcement, Sergeant Sean Blunden, coming your way in 3, 2, and...
Hello, citizens. My name is Sergeant Sean Blunden, and I'm a law enforcement officer.
You might want to add what department you're from so that you can add it. It becomes more, you know, impressive other than saying law enforcement officer. Somebody hearing a public service announcement might want to hear what law enforcement agency you're with. Here, let's try it again, Blunden. Sergeant Sean Blunden, 10-4. Sergeant Sean Blunden, public service announcement coming your way in 3, 2, and... All right, stop. Clear your throat before we start doing this.
Well, I'm getting a little nervous now.
Well, you shouldn't be nervous. You're a fine speaker, so you probably could make a living at it. 3, 2, and...
Hello, citizens. This is Sergeant Sean Blunden. I'm a law enforcement officer.
With?
Detailed to... private security interest.
You're a security. Private security. You're a security guard. Why don't you man up, stop being a puss, and tell everybody that you're a security guard. You're not military. You're not Fed. You're not a trooper. You're not a sheriff's deputy. You're not local city police. You're a security guard. And I knew
you're
that.
You're a shack sheriff.
Because you used to be a colonel. You used to be, what else was he? You went through every rank imaginable and bragged about how you had those scrambled eggs on your bill of your hat. Why don't you come clean? You're a security guard.
Parking lot patriot?
Yeah, you're a parking lot patriot.
The scrambled eggs and all that, sir, I assure you that is all real.
Uh-huh.
I was working for a different company at that time,
mm-hmm.
and different companies have different dress codes.
Right, and that's why you need the embroidery
rank.
And the flair and all the little gold ropes put on there and all of that, and you bought your own badge. Coming your way in 3, 2, and...
Hello, citizens. This is Sergeant Sean Blunden.
Security guard. Registered. You're a security guard. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Coming your way in 3, 2, and...
Hello, citizens. This is Sergeant Sean Blunden, and I am a security guard. Third key holder.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Public service announcement, Sergeant, security guard, Sergeant Sean Blunden, coming your way. 3, 2, and... Put down the cigarette. You're in the middle of doing a public service announcement.
You got me all nervous.
Well, you should be. You have a wonderful speaking voice. Coming your way in 3, 2, and...
Hello, citizens. This is Sergeant Sean Blunden. I'm currently detailed to the Naples area.
You're a security guard. Do you carry a gun? Do you have a gun?
I'm working on it.
All right. What do you have on that? Do you have a baton? A taser, anything like that?
Pepper spray.
Pepper spray.
Well, we call it CS.
CS? CS. Okay. What does that stand for, CS?
Chemical spray.
Okay. Coming your way in 3, 2, and...
Hello, citizens. This is Sergeant Sean Blunden. I'm currently detailed.
You're currently a security guard for an apartment complex in Naples or something. Naples, and they got like a lake there that they can bring out a rowboat. Coming your way in 3, 2, and...
Hello, citizens. I'm Sergeant Sean Blunden, and rape is no joke.
Wait a stop. Stop right now. Don't go there. You're not an authority or an expert on any kind of crime because you didn't go to any police academy. And when you bring the word rape up, that's a hot word. You know, and I'd like to have somebody with some credentials. Let's leave rape out of it. 3, 2.
Well, that's the whole,
what?
That's the whole
campaign. This public service announcement that we're going to be doing on the air is about rape.
Yes.
Is that what you're going to do right now? All right, hey, you know, not my neck. If a Beasley told you to do this, coming your way in 3, 2, and...
Hello, citizens. I'm Sergeant Sean Blunden. I'm a highly decorated law enforcement officer currently detailed to the Naples area. And I'd like to inform you all about a non-joking matter, and that is rape. As our president has said, when Mexico sends us immigrants, they're not sending their best. They're sending rapists and murderers. So, if you see something bad happen, say something bad. Thank you.
Say something bad?
What did I say?
If you see something bad, say something bad. Is that what you meant to say?
Check that.
Decorated.
See something, say something.
Right. One more time. I'll let you do it one more time.
I am as nervous as a whore in church.
3, 2, 1.
Hello, citizens. I am Sergeant Sean Blunden, and I am a...
Security guard.
Officer assigned to the greater Naples area.
Right.
You know, rape is no joke. If you see something horrible, say something mean.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney. and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon.
Non-stop thrill ride that'll keep you on the edge of your seat. Coupled with a tender love story that will leave you openly weeping.
That's us.
What the hell?
If we could just pull that off, we'd be friggin' rich. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. My name is Stan. There is my friend and partner, Mark Haney. D-Train on the other side of the glass, producing this show as he has for how many years?
4 years, 5 months, and 6 days.
Okay. Like, is it a prison sentence?
Similar.
I'm kind of excited because... we're going to do something today we haven't done on the show for years.
Swap shop?
No, that was it. We have to go farther back for this than swap shop. But
name that blunt instrument?
No.
No.
That's a good one. I have started D-Train, and both D-Train and I, it's that season where we have to start to put together best of shows for a vacation. And I heard something that we did back in the day, and I'm going to bring it back today because Jeff Zito has said that he would participate in this game that we're going to be doing today. Stan's Hitmakers. And you, as with most games, I think this is how Are You Smarter Than Haney started.
Because I'm not allowed to play.
You are going to play. You're going to be representing a listener. And Jeff Zito's going to be representing a listener. And I said, let me listen to this archive tape to see how it came off. And is it entertaining? And is it compelling to some degree? Not one that we've thrown up against the wall, see if it sticks, and it didn't. It did. I was engaged in this segment, and we used to do it quite a bit. I have in front of me, used to use this a lot, Billboard's hottest Hot 100 hits. Jeff Zito's a program director. He knows music. You know music. We're going to get
I may have forgotten a lot.
No, you didn't. I know. We're going to get the two of you, each representing a listener. You pick what you feel is your strongest decade of musical knowledge.
Zito has already told me, and we'll do it for the game. His is the 1990s. You pick what you think your musical decade where you think you're the strongest. We're going to get two contestants. One will be represented by you. One will be represented by Jeff Zito, program director. The listener will call out a year in the chosen decade that you choose to play in. Let's just say it for Zito. He said it's going to be the 1990s. I will go to Billboard's Hot 100 hits for that decade. Pick a year, and I will give you the name of a song. Your job? Identify the artist that had that chart topper, that big hit. Now, obviously, he's going into the 90s. That may not be your area of expertise. But if he can't answer his 90s chart topper, and you can, 2 points. Your decade, 1 point. If neither one of you can answer, the one who has control, if the listener, the one that you're playing for, knows what it is, they'll get the point. And we'll go back and forth, time permitting, till when we have to stop. And who's ever ahead at that particular time is going to win a prize. And I was listening to the old tapes of this. There was no runner-up. There was no consolation prize. The winner got it. We thanked the runner-up for playing, and he was gone, and the winner got the big prize. And I was listening to, because in those days, Tommy would challenge you. I was listening to, in Mark Haney, The Master. I was trying to be as difficult as I could with you. I would throw some obscure hit from the 1970s at you, and you were popping them. You were nailing every one of them. Now, Jeff Zito's a program director. He's a music man. His forte, he claims, the 1990s. We'll give him 1990s. We'll give you whatever decade, Haney, you choose. But if you can go and override him, he gets it wrong, and you go into his decade, double the points. And you're playing for... Now, here's the only thing that... And I need D-Train's help on this because he needs to get it ready for Zito. The thing that was so important when we played this game almost a decade ago was your buzzer. Because I'm going to ask you, because so many people want to blurt an answer out because it pops into your head real quick. You want... I will only accept what you choose to be your buzzer. So I'm going to ask you, Haney, with all of your little things that you have there, pick something that that represents you. Now, I know back then it was a belch that you chose to use. Mm-hmm. And I believe Tommy at the time chose to use a rooster.
But well, yeah, you have to be able to differentiate.
You have to be able to and be sharp with the ear. So I'm going to ask you, you can think about it. Pick a sound effect or sound that you want to use as your buzzer. And I'm going to ask D-Train right now, because Jeff Zito won't have a choice in this. This is our show. Find a sound that he will buzz in on that we can count as his buzzer. You got a few set up there?
Give me a second.
Yeah, just, a couple of trials. But think about it. We got a little more than an hour. Before we do this thing. And I'm not saying, because we don't know really how good
I think I know what I
how
could.
Good Jeff Zito is. You playing this game, you were a showcase. You amazed me. You amazed Tommy. You amazed the contestants that you were able to pull these songs, these artists, just by knowing the song title.
Well,
the only one you missed on, 1980, the song was Magic.
Pilot?
And that's
Olivia Newton-John.
There you go.
But both answers are correct.
1980.
Yeah.
The one that was in 1980 was Olivia Newton-John's, and you would have gotten it. It has to be the year that the player, the contestant that you're representing, selects. So if it's in any other year.
You want me to try out a buzzer?
Yes. Try. Let me see what you got, and let me see what works.
And so it's going to be between me and Jeff Zito.
Yes. And you'll each have a listener that you're representing.
And so this would be my buzzer then.
I don't want to ever see my mother have to go through long. This again.
Yeah, that's a little long.
Jeffrey. That's what I was hoping.
The Jeffrey.
I thought it started out on Jeffrey.
I don't want to ever see my mother have to go through this again.
Oh, God.
and that would be.
Never, Jeffrey.
Okay, you can do that.
But that's too.
I need something that each. Because we have to be able to recognize it. It has to have some pop to it.
How about this?
That's love. That's love.
That's fine.
No, that's too long. That's too long.
Oh, what did you have over there?
He's feeding back again.
Okay, yes. That can be yours, Haney. Now I need something that you need to set up over there, D-Train, for Zito. Yes, and I would call on you. You beat him. Yes. Okay.
You can't use
You don't want to use the Wildcat card?
No, because we burned that out yesterday. It's bad enough one day a week.
All right, come on. What do you got? Give me something. Give me something.
I can shorten it a little bit.
Yeah, it's got to have that initial punch.
Yeah, it's got a bam. See, that pops. I can. It doesn't have a pop. Something really that comes at you.
Damn it!
Okay. All right. Hit it again.
Damn it!
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you to hit it at the same time, and I'll see which one, if I can differentiate who was first. 1, 2, 3, go.
Damn it! That's the sound of the police!
Do it again. Go.
Damn it!
He was first.
Well, that's because you tried to throw me off. I was right the first time.
Go.
Damn it! That's the sound of the police!
Oh, no. The who was first. Go.
Damn it!
See, you're giving him cues.
How am I giving him cues? I'm facing the bolt.
Here, I'll turn my back.
Ready? Go.
Damn it! Wait, the sound of the police.
If you're buzzing in too early, I'm going to ask you before you even know what the answer is. Go.
Damn it!
He got you.
His might be closer to the beginning than mine is. There might be a delay at the beginning of mine then.
Is.
Damn it! Damn it!
No, because you would have gotten that one. Yeah. And if you do that, I'm going to take away a point from Zito.
He does like to do that, doesn't he?
Well, I won't be doing it. Zito's going to do it.
I'll take it. You're going to cost him.
He'll be hitting the button.
That's right.
Not
He'll be hitting the button.
He might
you.
Accidentally fat finger it and go.
Well, then that's it. Then I take the point away. All right. We got it squared away. In a little more than an hour, Stan's Hitmakers up for grabs a pair of tickets to Adventure Island Tampa, the big water park up there, and their new ride, Flashpoint.
Go up there and get your rocks off.
Yep, we'll be back.
As we celebrate our 75th anniversary in showbiz, we'd like to thank the weak-minded among you. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, it's a Thursday afternoon, 1 hour away from Stan's Hitmakers could get you a pair of tickets to Adventure Island in Tampa. Of course, later on today, our question of the week. Right now, it's grab bag time. Actually, the official title, Stan's Audio Grab Bag.
And to this day, nobody knows what it means.
It's brought to you by Bernie's City Diner.
Nobody knows. But no. They go, oh, yeah, I love the grab bag, but then they describe something else.
Yep. I know. Oh, I love the news. Love the jokes. No, it's Stan's Audio Grab Bag.
Yeah, I like when people call in at 3 o'clock and I'm screening the calls. Yeah, I'm calling for the grab bag.
Yep. I guess that means it sort of works.
These are different clips that are in the news. You don't know what you're going to be getting.
Started out with horrific 911 calls.
Yep. I'm going to start off on a good note. We all in high school had the lunch lady. He didn't quite know what her deal was.
In elementary school, they were really frightening people to me.
This lunch lady had a dream come true. You see, she was the lunch lady, and she drove a beat-up 1970-something Chevy Malibu. Barely get in. The thing's breaking down all the time. Well, you know, they got the shop classes over there, and in shop, somebody rolled in for a donation for the kids to work on it, a beautiful 2014 Mazda. And the kids fixed it all up and gave it to the lunch lady. Said, you know what, get rid of that clunker Malibu you got from the 1970s. You got yourself a nice car. And she couldn't believe it.
Transformer is my 1976 Chevy Malibu. I feed the kids. I prepare the food. I talk to them. I stop them from fighting. They don't cuss. You know, they have to respect. And they call me Aunt Debbie. Hey, Hoover High School. Here's my Aunt Debbie. Look, I'm not used to a new car, y'all. What do I do? Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all so much. I'm looking for my reward in heaven, and y'all give me a little bit here on earth.
I think that's great.
That is great.
That is phenomenal.
And she's not kidding. She was driving an old car, and they handed her the key fob. She didn't know what to do with
it.
Yep. How do I do this?
That's the way it should be. I want to tell you something that I didn't notice. All right, well, you hear baby talk or talk from a toddler. You think it's all, you know, the same. They're just learning their words and all that stuff. But over in Scotland, they don't acquire an accent when they're growing up. When they're a toddler, they'll have an English accent, a Scottish accent, French accent. This is pretty funny. Because a little Scottish girl, she's only three, somewhere, I don't know if it's the parents or if it's her daycare, but she started to learn some nasty words. Very vile, vulgar words in a Scottish accent.
Like Hillary Clinton?
Yeah. And her parents couldn't believe the words that were coming out of her mouth. And so they started taping her and, where are you learning these words? And she kept saying that it was her doll that was saying them. And it wasn't. It was her learning these words. Here's a, from Scotland, little three-year-old Scottish girl with a foul mouth.
And my baby did a bad word. She said,
Where my grandpappas?
My baby,
Daddy, my baby. There's the little darling. There's
want that baby to get in my belly.
Yep, my baby.
That's all I can think about.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, she's adorable.
Knows a lot of dirty words. Blame it on the doll.
My baby. It's my baby make me do it. My baby.
Guy in Wisconsin decided to record it. He was at a McDonald's drive-thru, and he didn't get what he ordered, and he wanted his money back. Well, the McDonald's manager happened to be working the drive-up window, and it got nasty, and the man wanted his money back. She didn't want to give him his money back. And things escalated.
Something I just Here's what I feel when I hear that is a guy who's let it go one too many times,
yep.
and this was the breaking point,
yep.
and the manager is not seeing it that way.
I guess he, and we've all been there, but we know the feeling. He ordered one hamburger, and it took forever. 12 minutes is what he claims. I'm done. Give me my money back.
They're all cheeseburgers. Teachers got out of fucking hamburger.
I just want my money back.
I'm getting your money back. I want you to get out of my line. So move your crappy car.
I should have been out of my line a long time ago. Now we're on 12 minutes. I'm waiting for one sandwich.
You're not getting your sandwich.
I don't want a sandwich.
No, not your
Why are you insulting my car?
To get your money back. Here's your $9.13.
75.
One, two, three, four, and nine.
Good. I hope you know all you're swearing is on video.
Oh, that is a bad card.
I got you on video.
That didn't sound like a good card.
No, but I'll guarantee you, he's let it go.
Yep.
Many times.
Yep, and didn't say anything.
You know how it is when, and it's, in my experience, because I'm smart enough to know not to confuse them with orders that are too difficult, but women aren't like that. Women will, they want what they want, and the people in there are going to make it for them, no matter how many cars are around or whatever, and then they are truly surprised when you get down the road and they just got what they got.
Yes, but see, the thing with women, and we've talked about this before, and I'm telling you, it's to a woman. Because guys, do not do this. You pull up into a fast food place, you want a double cheeseburger, large fry, large Coke.
Mm-hmm.
You pull up to the drive-thru window, and that's what a drive-up is for. Fast and quick. You know what you want, you get it. So, yes, sir, can I take your order? Yes, I'll have a double cheeseburger, large fry, and a Coke, please.
Or number three.
Or number three. Okay, that'll be 617. Pull up to the next window. Thank you. A woman will pull up to the drive-up. Yes, ma'am, can I take your order? Hold on.
Does that come with low-cal dressing?
And do I have to have the onion? No.
Can you substitute the onion ring?
Let's see. Put your order in. Put your order in.
And then they're shocked when it comes out wrong.
Yes. And the thing is, it's not like you're at a restaurant that has pages of menu items. You're pulling up to a burger joint, a chicken joint.
Yeah,
they got chicken.
You're not at the drive-thru at the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am, can I take your order? I was wondering, I don't know. Do you have sweet tea or is it just the unsweet? Can I have, no, never mind.
Do you have a raspberry?
Oh,
you put a raspberry in it?
Every time. You're at a drive-up. They sell hamburgers. I know that when I go to a fast food joint, craving something. I want a fillet of fish. I want a double cheeseburger.
It really comes down to how much meat do you want to go with your bun?
Yep.
And you know how they make their burgers at the various places. So if you don't like the way they make them at one place, you go to the other.
I'm pulling in.
You don't try and force the place to make it like the other place.
I'm pulling into a Wendy's, a Burger King, a McDonald's, knowing what they serve.
And how they serve it.
And I'm thinking about that. Boy, a Big Mac would be great.
You don't go to Wendy's for a Big Mac.
No. And you don't sit there and when you finally get your chance to look and, can I substitute the onion rings for, do you use vegetable oil with, stop it in order, because I'm the guy that's behind you, and I know what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm getting mad, sorry.
Yeah, that's because you know.
Yeah. Here's a little safety note for you. You go out and you kill a poisonous snake out in the yard.
Yeah. All right?
You go and you take a shovel to that effer and you cut its head off.
Mm-hmm.
You got him. No, you don't. Guy in Texas killed a rattlesnake in his yard, cutting off his head with a shovel. Then he tried to pick up the head, and what happened? The snake bit him. And it bit him bad. He nearly died.
He got all the venom. Because the snake knew it was dead.
Yep.
No need to hold back.
No. Here's his wife.
In that case, because there's no body, it released all its venom into him at that point, so he had a lot of venom. But once they got to him, they took him to a halo, and they halo-flighted him into the hospital. A normal person that gets bit is going to get from anywhere from 2 to 4 doses of anti-venom. He had to have 26 doses.
There's about 6,000 to 8,000 snake bites per year in the country, and 10 or 12 people die. You just want to keep the victim calm, keep the bitten area above the level of the heart slightly, and get the patient to the nearest emergency room.
You know, you've heard stories over the years. I have no idea how many of them are true or not. But, you know, you hear about, a guy ran over a rattlesnake. And then when the mechanic was changing a tire on his car, there was a fang in there that got him.
Yeah. Alice Marie Johnson, she's a free woman today.
Yeah, F. Trump.
Trump.
F. Trump.
Served 21 years of a life sentence for nonviolent
Donald
drug
Trump
offense.
Is a racist.
Obama wouldn't do it. She's free. She wants to thank President Trump and Kim Kardashian.
I want to say to President Trump, I am going to make you proud that you gave me the second chance in life, and I will not disappoint the American public or the world who has so much faith in me. All I can say is thank you, President
Trump. And I love you, President Trump.
Thank you. And
I want to say I can't, my war angels, that you never gave up on me. You never gave up your fight. You were relentless and it has paid off beautifully for me and my family on this day.
Yeah.
So I didn't see that coming, Stan.
Yeah.
So I got to go to the MSNBC website so I can find out why that's wrong.
And they will tell you why that's wrong.
Because on the surface, it looks like Trump did something that can't really be argued with if he is a racist, right?
I want this guy to shut the radio off, Mr. 79. We tune into the radio for a laugh, a little less whining about standing in the line in a fast food joint. Why don't you shut your ass? Sorry.
What was that all about?
I don't know.
That's a text. It's words on a screen. Yeah.
And to think that you would go and take the time out of your day to do that? Back off! Sorry
what
about that.
The?
Sorry.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know. I'm telling you, I'm in one of those moods.
You're in a trip hammer mood?
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
You're not going to turn on me, are you?
I tuned into this radio show for a
Why don't you get a comedy album? Put the fang on the vinyl and listen to a comedy album. Maybe Eddie Youngman and some one-liners.
Yeah, like go listen to Judy Tenuta.
And
Emo Phillips.
You idiot.
You're not ready for Geechee Guy. You wouldn't get it.
This is... We all know that David Cassidy passed away. They said he had dementia. Remember when he was on stage and they said, you know, these are
And
his
he shamed
last...
everybody because they thought he was drunk.
Yep.
And goes, no, I'm not drunk. I'm demented.
He was drunk.
Uh-huh.
Turns out David Cassidy never had dementia. He admitted in a phone call recorded shortly before his death that it was all made up, that it was all from his drinking. Going to be shown in a new documentary coming up on A&E next week. He didn't have dementia.
I just met with the doctor, and I have a liver disease. My life has changed dramatically. The first few days I was unconscious and near death. The last week or so, my memories come back. That's such a blessing.
It means I'm cognizant of my surroundings, that I'm alive, and it's daytime, and I know what day of the week it is. There is no sign of me having dementia at this stage of my life. It was complete alcohol poisoning. And the fact is, I lied about my drinking. The head doctor at the hospital, she said, I believe that your dementia was directly related to your alcoholism. You know, I did it to myself, man. I did it to myself to cover up the sadness and the emptiness.
That's heavy. Heavy stuff. We told you yesterday, this is our last one, the last surviving adult munchkin from The Wizard of Oz died. His name was Jerry Marin.
And I know we had him on.
And I know we had him on. He was the middle munchkin from the Lollipop Guild.
We represent the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild. And in the name of the Lollipop Guild, we wish to welcome you to Munchkin Land.
We're going to take a break. Your phone calls coming up next.
They would never be allowed to make that movie today.
Nope. Nope. Dan's Hitmakers coming up later on in the 3 o'clock hour. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
Always remember to never forget to listen to Stan and Haney.
Hey, when the hell did we let Stan start writing liners?
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Phone lines are open. Area code 239, that's from for you out-of-towners, 277-9600.
You say that, and it makes them feel like they don't belong.
They do belong. See, that's the thing.
You don't call them out-of-towners.
They are out-of-towners. Now, and I say that complimentary because 15 years ago, you know who listened to us?
Nobody.
Well, no. Those were the salad days. it's just people in our area. And you moved away or you had to go somewhere else.
Then they invented this thing where now you can still listen to us.
Yep. You can take us anywhere you want to go now. And we have, just take a look at that map. We have so many people across this land listening to us.
You move from here to New York City, you don't have to listen to their crappy local radio.
Nope. Or Chicago, or L.A., or Houston.
They got nothing you want.
They got garbage.
No, all they got is people on there trying to BS the public.
Yep. You know what? I'll call Stan and Haney. America's little secret.
Yep. No, I'm serious about that. Yeah. You get into the markets like that. Let me just give you an example. Can you take a word Ryan Seacrest says seriously?
No.
His whole life is a lie.
Yep. Yep. Big curtain.
But you and me, pal, we're real. A little too real.
For some.
Yeah, and you know what? I can tell that, you know, you're kind of in a different place today.
I am.
And that texter got to you.
Well,
enough. Enough, all right?
We have great listeners.
I'll deal with the texter now.
Okay, all right.
And we're going to change your attitude so you can enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Ah! Hey, girl. Hey, Tay-Tay.
See, all better now.
Thank you, Haney. Thank you. 277-9600.
Don't let the haters get to you.
Haters gonna hate. At least that's what people say.
$20 to Subway. Gun show tickets for this weekend, Lee Civic Center. Free standard oil change from Naples Nissan. Want to see a concert? Royal Blood, Revolution Live.
Play, 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 and the haters gonna hate, 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 hate.
What are you going to do, Stan?
I'm going to shake it off. Shake it off! Oh, they're going to make that bed. HD tuner for your car. Miracle tickets. Haney bobblehead signed by me.
I won't touch it. Really would have been better if we could have done it as a set, but...
Bernie's City Diner. I do want to let everybody know, we talked a little bit about it yesterday. It's only happened 5 times in the 30-year history of the league. Game 7, Germaine Arena, Saturday night for the Kelly Cup. It's only happened 5 times in the history of the league that it goes down to a Game 7.
And... they finally got home ice.
And they got home ice. They lost last night in Game 6 in Colorado.
Well, of course, you know, you want to win on the home ice. But if they lose, God help them. No pressure, guys.
Saturday night, Germaine Arena, Game 7, Kelly Cup.
We should send him a Tay-Tay CD.
Yep.
That should be in the locker room.
Yep.
You could have been getting down to this sick beat.
Huh.
My ex-man brought his new girlfriend. She's like, oh my God, but I'm just gonna shake. And to the fella over there with the hella good hair, won't you come on over, baby? We can shake, shake, shake. Yeah. Cause the players wanna play, baby.
Yeah. 2779600. That is awesome. Yeah, it changed my mood. That's what a Taylor Swift can do for you. Change your mood. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hello.
Yeah, ahoy.
Ahoy.
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Matt.
Hey, Matt. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Good. I was just watching a video the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
All right. I watch them, too.
93 Joe and Stan. That had a John Keane call-in.
Where'd you find that?
Yeah, where the hell is that?
It was on YouTube.
It's on YouTube?
Yes, sir.
And there's pictures?
Oh, no, no. I didn't see any pictures.
What year?
93, I believe it was.
Yeah.
93 Christmas.
Yeah. We were all here. Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I had worked with John Keane.
I'm sorry.
What's he up to?
Yeah, what's he doing?
Well, it's been ages since I've worked with
him. Yeah, I haven't seen him lately, have you?
Then he was working at a music store.
He was when we were working with him.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you seen him lately?
When's the last time you saw him?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. It's probably been 10 years.
Probably longer than that.
I don't know about more than that.
I've heard he changed a little bit.
Yeah, he changed a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like into a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, you saw that coming, didn't you?
No, he's... Well, maybe the Robert Smith thing with his hair kind of gave that away.
Yeah. 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 Willowy lass.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. We've had all types working for us, Haney.
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves.
Yep. 277-9600.
I'm keeping your mood right up there.
You are. You got the cars playing here, reminiscing about people that we worked with.
See, we went from shake it off to shake it up.
Yep.
Because the haters going to hate.
Bigger's gonna beg. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, ahoy. It's you. It's you. Ahoy.
Hey, Mark. Sam, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, I sent you the blue picks, and I also dropped off an album for Haney.
Yeah, the Jerry. Are you talking about the Jerry Reed?
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Yeah. That was great stuff. And Jerry Reed, one of our favorites of all time.
Yeah, I thought so.
He thanked you on the air for it yesterday, right at the start of the show.
I was very busy, and I wasn't able to hear it. But thank you very much. I just wanted to...
No, that is so nice of you to think of us.
No, cool.
Appreciate it, brother. Can we get you something?
No, I'm good. I got the bobbleheads, remember?
When was that?
That was a while back. You gave me a couple of them. I got them sitting up.
Oh, so you actually got both of them.
I got both of them, yeah.
All right, good deal. Probably eligible for another prize, but if that's what you're happy with, who wouldn't be?
No, I mean, what else is there after that?
Yeah, that's the pinnacle. 277-9600. We got $20 to Subway, $20 to Bernie City Diner, tickets to the gun show, got an oil change from Naples Nissan, Royal Blood in concert, Revolution Live, Fort Lauderdale, HD tuner for your car, tickets to your choice of a miracle game, and a Haney bobblehead signed by me, Stan. 277.
I won't touch it.
Nope. I don't blame you. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan. This is Lee. I spoke to you many, many, many months ago about some translation from Russian when the meteorite in Russia was kind of falling down, and you and Haney asked, what are they saying? And they told you guys.
I remember. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I want to say thank you, Haney, for again last night reminding about hockey. I used to watch Haney walking on ice when he announced up and in the middle between games. Haney used to walk on ice. I always wonder how in the world he managed to survive that walk. It was so slippery.
You know, that's funny. That's funny that you bring that up, because I was talking to my daughter about that over the weekend. And I said, I don't know how, but I never fell.
Haney, I used to watch you all the time right from second row. I said, Jesus, please help this guy, because your comment on hockey was like, and guess what? Saturday I'm going to watch hockey game, because second time they have a chance to win.
Oh.
So basically, Stan, by the way, my daughter graduated UCF, and she's now delivering babies, and she always remember to tell you, listen, you are in this building where Stan many, many months ago. Yep.
So I've
been here for 31 years.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. And I watch you guys since those days. Once in a while, try to call you guys, but God bless you. And anyway, so go, Bates. And my point is, Haney, God bless that you're still alive. And I just said to myself, saying, I bet God needs for you many, many more things to do, because if you survive that ice coming from that boot, you're going to live forever.
Yep.
God bless you guys. Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
I appreciate him
like
noticing that. You know, it was a little iffy at times, but I had a good team behind me. And
a lot of support.
Yep. I think I know what he's talking about, because, and my daughter was like, you mean that you didn't have any way to get in there to the penalty box except going on the ice?
Go on the ice.
And I said, yeah, that's just the way they built it. And going out there and going back in between periods wasn't a big deal, because I'd go in and out the entrance on the same side as the penalty box, so I could, I had the wall to lean on. But when the game was over, if I wanted to beat the traffic, I had to go cross ice out the Zamboni entrance to get to my car. And that's when it got real iffy.
Well, you have to admit, when the Zamboni puts a fresh sheet of ice on there, much more dangerous than the skating.
That's my point, because when I was going out from the penalty box to the Zamboni entrance, it would depend on how the game went, because you can tell a lot about the game if you go out on the ice after a period.
Yeah.
Because there are places where it is like walking through a Slurpee. It's so slushy.
Yep.
And then there are places where they just didn't go.
Yep.
So it's still like perfectly slick.
Absolutely. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll ask D-Train to get two random Stan and Haney listeners on the line with us, because Jeff Zito, program director, and Mark Haney
musicologist are going to go and help you win a prize. One of you win a prize to Adventure Island. We're going to play Stan's Hitmakers when we come back. 96 K-Rock.
To Stan and Haney in afternoons. Those guys are legends in the market. Kick ass. Love them.
Stan and Haney
on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Our question of the week in about an hour. D-Train, before you... D-Train? Zito, before you leave, I need to get me two people on the line that want to play Stan's Hitmakers, 277-9600. One person is going to walk away with a pair of tickets to Adventure Island in Tampa, the water park. Chance to check out the new ride, Flashpoint. We're going to play Stan's Hitmakers, Haney, and program director Jeff Zito will each be representing a listener. Musical knowledge from the Billboard Hot 100 charts. I'm going to name a song. Haney and Zito will have to buzz in. And we will see who can answer. And again, we're going to go with decades. I know Zito. Can you hear me, Jeffrey? No, you can't. I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
How about now?
Yeah, beautiful.
So I'm supposed to buzz in on his?
If you know the answer. He's going to pick a decade that he wants. You pick a decade that you want. But if you know his era of music that he wants, buzz in. You can get it.
Can I get his?
Yup.
Okay.
It's one who gets buzzed in first. If you go and get from their decade, it's 2 points. Or if you steal from them, it's 2 points. And if neither one of you get it, we'll go to the listener that you represent. If they get it, you get the point. Now, you wanted to pick the 90s, Jeff?
Yes, Stan.
Now, let me put it to you. I want to go a 10-year span. So if you'd like to go, say, from 1995 to 2005, or if you'd like to go from 1975 to 1985, you can do that. I want to do a span of a decade and zero it in there where you, both of you, think you have the best musical knowledge. Do you want to stick with the entire decade of the 90s then, Jeff?
Yep.
All right. Haney, where do you want to go? You can go as long as it's a 10-year sliding scale. Where would you like to go, Haney?
I don't know. Let's go 72 to 82.
72 to 82.
Hmm.
All right. Let's find out who is going to be representing Mark Haney. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Peggy.
Peggy, how are you, Peggy?
I'm good.
Is it Peggy Sue?
Is it Peggy Sue?
It's more than Sue, but yes.
Do you want us to go by Peggy?
Please.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Now, Peggy, you're being represented by Mark Haney. He is going to select songs from 1972 to 82. Let's see who is going to be represented by Jeffrey Zito. Ahoy, who's okay. This?
This is Robert.
Hey, Robert, say hi to Jeff. He's representing you.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Bobby.
All right. And he has chosen the
1991 to 2001.
Okay, you want to go?
That's what I want to do.
1991 to 2001.
I want to be like Haney, kind of.
Okay, 1991 to 2000.
You'll get there, Jeff.
I know, I'm trying. We have good conversations.
All right, I want to make sure everybody's buzzer is ready to go. Let me punch Haney's buzzer in. And
excuse
Zito's.
Me, Stan, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am. Peggy.
Am I allowed to beep or say something if I know Jeff's answer?
Well, you represent Haney. If Haney gets it wrong, Zito can have a chance to steal it. If he gets it wrong, I'll go back to Haney and have you answer it, Peggy.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Don't worry about it, Peggy. I'm confused, too.
You'll see as the game goes on. We've done this before. Let's check everybody's buzzer. Haney, your buzzer?
That's the sound of the police!
All right. Yeah. Zito, your buzzer?
Damn it!
All right, fair enough. They're both working. We start, as always, with Mark Haney. And I'm going to ask you, Peggy, pick a year from 1972 to 1982.
I'm going to say 80.
1980. I'm going to give Haney and Zito a song title from 1980. The first one that buzzes in with the artist that did the song is going to get the point, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, so Peggy has chosen 1980, and it was the number 44 hit in 1980. Who did Too Hot?
Damn it!
Haney.
That's the sound of the police!
Cool in the gang.
You are absolutely right, and you are on the board. I will not keep score. Because D-Train's keeping score. We're going to go on time. When I have to break and say time's up, D-Train will tell us who is leading.
Because it's too hot. It's too hot, lady. You better run for shelter. Better run for shade.
Rob, pick a year between 1991 and 2001.
91 and 2001. 1999.
In Jeff Zito's category, you each have a chance to buzz in with the answer if you have it, but this is Jeff Zito's era of music. 1999. Here we go. This was the number 23 hit for the year, 1999. All-Star. Haney.
That's the sound of the police.
Yes, Haney?
Offspring?
Incorrect. Zito?
Damn it!
You can get the point.
Who the hell is that?
You can get the point. You didn't get in, but it's not a two-pointer because this is your decade.
Who is Smash Mouth?
You are correct. It. Smash Mouth. Zito and Rob get the point.
I got a little too enthusiastic.
Peggy, pick a year between 1972 and 1982. Keep in mind, each year had 100 hits on it. So if you want to repeat a year, it's not a big deal. Pick a year, okay, Peggy.
1979.
Zito, Haney, hands on buzzers. 1979. This was the number 9 song for the year in 1979. Good Times.
Damn it!
Haney.
That's the sound of the police!
Cheek.
Yup.
Damn.
Point for Haney and Peggy. Rob, a year between 1991 and 2001.
2000.
Zito is playing for you. This is his era. This was the number 7 song in 2000 for the year. It was called Bent.
Damn it!
Zito.
I just had to go quick than Haney. I'm going to say
Bent.
Matchbox 20.
You are absolutely correct. It is Matchbox 20.
I'm proud I don't know that.
Point for Rob.
Yeah, I didn't know that movie.
Well, that's not your category. Are you a specialty? Is your specialty the 90s, Peggy, into the early 2000s?
No, I'm old.
Okay.
I'm
more Haney.
Would you give me that if I would have said Rob Thomas?
No.
No, he's a real prick.
No. I certainly would not. Peggy, pick a year between...
No, I don't mean that personally, but when he's got his game show hat on.
Yeah, you know, I don't mess around. 1972 to 1982, Peggy.
78.
1978.
Very good year.
Yeah, it was.
Yes, it was.
This was the number 16 song... for the year 1978. Tell me who did it. If I can't have you. Haney.
That's the sound of the police.
Yvonne Elliman.
Correct. Correct. And a point for Peggy and Haney. Rob, 1991 to 2001.
Let's go 2001.
Okay, 2001. Buzzers. Remember, Haney, if Zito can't get it, if he gets in and you know it, it's 2 points for you.
What if Peggy knows it and I don't?
We'll go through the experts first, and then we get to the people that you are representing.
Common folk.
Yeah.
It feels like the rules keep changing.
No. Yeah, you see that, Peggy?
Let me tell you something, Peggy. I make the rules.
My Peggy Sue. Pretty Peggy Sue.
All right, 2001. This was the number one song of 2001. How you remind me.
Damn it!
Jeff.
Who is Nickelback.
You are correct.
Oh, I'm
Nickelback.
So proud I don't know that.
point for Rob. Peggy, between 82 and 72 and 82.
77.
1977, another great
now,
year.
I see what she's doing. Is she allowed to pick the same year twice?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Sure can.
Yeah.
It does not matter because there's 100 of them here.
And how many points are we playing for?
I don't know. It's a matter
He's
of time.
He's making it up as he goes along,
no,
Peggy.
It's time.
I agree.
We're running out of time, Peggy.
It's time. All right. This was the number 9 song of the year in 1977. Don't Leave Me This Way.
That's the sound of the police.
Haney.
Thelma Houston.
You are correct. You are correct. Point for Peggy and Haney. Rob, between 91
See,
and 2001.
See, I feel bad because she's not getting to participate at all.
No,
she probably knew that.
Yeah, did you know that?
No, I didn't. I'm good.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
91 and 2001, Rob.
Well, let's go back to 2001. He's doing good.
All right, back to 2001.
Hi, boy, Robbie.
Let's see. 2001. I got a lot to choose from here.
I'm nervous.
You're nervous?
Yeah, it's just...
I know, it's a little pressure,
isn't
it? A little
bit.
Yeah, just a touch. This was the number 86 song in the year 2000.
86?
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding.
Come on. We gotta make, you guys are getting them one right after the other. We gotta make it a little tougher, right? You guys, I've been playing too easy. Now it's gonna get tough.
You're playing against me.
86. No, I'm not.
Jeff, he's actually not. It just feels that way. I think either one of us could make the point that he's playing against us.
Number 86. You rock my world. You rock my world. You rock my world. The 86th most popular song in 2001. You rock my world. Anybody? Anybody? Nope, not there. Rob, you represent Zito. It's from 2001, the number 86 hit in 2001. Rob, you rock my world.
I don't know.
Peggy, do you know it?
Can you make a guess? You get penalized?
Yeah, I would know. You don't get penalized if you make a guess.
Barely a hit at 86.
Yeah,
boom. Oh, let me tell you.
That's
of the year. Yeah, it's not of a week. So there's 52 weeks in a year, so it's at least a top 5 song. Peggy, any guess? No?
No.
Is it Jamiroquai?
No. Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson. Peggy. Oh, Peggy, year 82, 72 to 82.
Let's go back to 78.
1978. Hands on buzzers. 1978. It was the number 36 hit for 1978. It's a heartache.
Damn it! That's the sound of the police!
Haney.
Bonnie Tyler.
You are correct.
Did you
Bonnie
know that, Tyler?
No.
What were you going to say?
I don't know.
Because you buzzed in.
Point to Peggy.
So it's a good thing I got it.
Rob.
Because it would have gone to you.
Yeah.
Rob.
I would have made something happen.
Go ahead, Rob.
2000.
In 2000. Here we are. We're up to 2000. Buzz in if you know it. Number six hit for 2000.
There we go.
With arms wide open.
Damn it!
Zito.
Who is Creed?
You got it. Point for
so glad
Rob.
I don't know that.
That was an easy one.
All right. Well, Peggy, 72 to 82 for Haney. He hasn't let you down yet.
That's what he's doing to you, Yay. Jeff. You see what he's doing to you?
I'm figuring it out.
The Creed, the Nickelback.
Yeah, he's making
Matchbox 20.
Pussing me out. Yeah.
All right. Fine. Now we're going to play. For both of you. Peggy, 72 to 82. Game on.
Let's do 80.
1980. All right. Direct from the Billboard Hot 100, 1980. It was the number 25 hit in 1980. Longer. Haney.
That's the sound of the police.
Dan Fogelberg.
You are correct. Nice job. Nice job. All right, yeah. Rob, 1991 to 2001. Go.
Let's go back to 2001 again.
Back to 2001.
He's sensing a weak spot for Haney.
Really? Yeah. I'm sensing a weak spot for Zito.
Yeah, because I know you stink.
I've been giving you softballs.
You are not. The number 86th hit.
Well, neither one of you got Michael Jackson. I thought you liked Michael Jackson.
Well, Jackson was almost dead in 2001.
Not yet, though.
No, yeah, still had a
well,
way to go.
I guess it depends on what conspiracy theory you're going by.
Let's see.
Because what year was he replaced? Because they replaced him with a different one before
right.
he died.
This
Here
is
we
true.
Go. 2001. This was the number 7 hit for the year.
Okay.
Hands on buzzers representing Rob. Hanging by a moment.
Damn it!
Zito.
I know the song. How long do I get?
I'm going to... No, you're taking too long.
I'm falling even more in love
Haney,
with you.
Do you
I'm hanging by a moment here.
You can
with
sing it all you.
You
want. You can sing it all. I don't think you're going to get it.
Hanging by a moment. Yes, I know it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Haney, do you know it for 2 points?
No, I don't.
Vertical Horizon.
No. No. And we'll go to Rob. Do you know that? Who did that song, Rob?
Michael Jackson?
No, incorrect. That was by Lifehouse.
Yep.
Lifehouse.
Yep.
You didn't give me a chance to answer.
No? Did you know it?
No.
Okay. But you're right.
But it's nice to be asked,
right.
Dan.
I should have asked
It's almost
you.
Like you're making this up as you go
Why
along.
Why don't you start piling on Peggy?
Peggy, go ahead. 72 to 82.
76.
1976.
That's our nation's bicentennial, you know.
Oh, that's right.
And you know what? I'm going to go way down the list in 1972 for Haney.
76, I thought
or
she said.
76.
Yes, 76.
76. Way down the list.
That's fine. I love it.
Yeah, I know you do.
Even though
this is the number 96 hit. This was number 96 in the Hot 100 for the year. Watch this.
Yeah.
Watch this and weep. Now keep in mind the year, 1976. That'll be the day.
Damn it!
Haney.
That's the sound of the police!
Linda Ronstadt.
Linda Ronstadt.
I had that.
Point to Peggy. The number 96.
I had it. Oh, no, go to D-Train.
What do you think? I don't think so. I did. The judge hears it the way he hears it. Rob?
I didn't hear him get in.
1991.
Did he?
I swear to God, he didn't get in.
He says he did. D-Train says he did.
All right. Well, take that point. We'll do another 1976.
Why don't you give me the 100th one?
Yep. All right. I will. This is the 100th one.
Because there's a lot of complaints.
Yeah, a lot of complaints going. I'm going to give you number 100.
Did you know Linda Ronstadt?
Only because my mother used to love Linda Ronstadt.
Linda Ronstadt used to be a stone cold fox.
Yeah, but I heard.
Yeah. Number 100.
So did Nancy Reagan.
For 1976. Well, she went, Haney, the song was Happy Days.
Oh, what the hell was the name of that, though?
What? I just need to know who did it. Happy Days. Sunday, Monday, Happy Days.
Tuesday, Wednesday,
Happy Days.
A Thursday, Friday.
Well, it's a fake studio band.
Yes.
I don't remember what they call them.
Jeff Zito, would you like to answer the number 100 song from 1976? Who did Happy Days?
Oh, it was...
Jeff?
I'll give you a hint, Jeff. Yeah. It was like, and tell him if I'm wrong, because I don't want to steer him wrong, right. But it was like blank and blank.
Correct.
Gonna say Richie Cunningham and the Fonzas.
No, Peggy, do you know?
If I had another hour, I would remember it.
I don't know.
Rob, do you know?
I was going to say The Ventures.
No.
What does it start with? What's the first letter?
The first person
Archie.
Is a P.
Potsy.
No.
That's what I said. Potsy.
I can't get it.
Pratt and McLean.
Yep.
Pratt
I should have had that.
Rob, 91 to 2001. And then we'll, after this one, we'll start the final round.
I'm very sorry about that, Peggy. I've disgraced myself.
Well, but no.
1998. Here we go. Hands on buzzers. 1998. Which one am I going to go with? No, I won't do that.
Thanks.
The number 13 hit. In 1998. I don't want to miss a thing.
Damn it!
Zito. Oh,
I know this.
Zito. I need an answer.
3 seconds.
Yep, 3 seconds.
I don't want to miss a thing. It's Aerosmith.
You are correct. Thank Aerosmith.
Oh, that was close, Jeff.
That was really close.
Did I get the point?
You got the point.
So it's a point.
All right, final round. Final round. I don't know what the score is. Peggy, 1972 to 1982.
Let's do 79.
1979.
You sure it was the whole band of Aerosmith or just Steven
Tyler? It was Aerosmith.
Shush, Peggy.
It was Aerosmith. That's what
don't
it is.
You talk to Peggy like that.
That's what it is in the Billboard book. The number 100 hit in 1979.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand it no more. I can't stand it no more.
What? I'm blanking on that one.
Really?
Somebody's not.
Anybody? Anybody? Jeff, do you know?
Now, that's the full name of it. I can't stand it no more. It's all spelled out.
I can't stand it no more.
Okay, because that would not be Eric Clapton.
No, it would not.
The first thing I was thinking.
Peggy, do you know?
What about Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Incorrect. Rob, do you know?
No, I don't.
Nope, Stevie Ray was still a few years away then.
Peter Frampton. Frampton. Rob, 91 to 2001.
Let's go back to 2001.
Wow. Okay.
Emasculate me even more,
yep,
Rob.
Yep.
Let's see.
So far, you've correctly guessed on Linda Ronstadt, Creed, Matchbox 20, and Nickelback.
And I knew Lifehouse was in my back pocket.
Let's see. Okay. This was the number 33 hit in 2001. Follow Me.
Damn it!
Zito.
Uncle Cracker.
You are correct. It is Uncle Cracker. Nice job. I don't know. I don't know. All right. Let's go to D-Train, see who won. There is going to be no second place. One person, either Rob or Peggy, are going to get Adventure Island.
I missed Happy Days.
Yeah, you did. What's the... What do you got for us, D-Train?
Well, after the official review of the call and the play, the score is now tied at 6-6.
Ah, all right.
Because I had a point taken away.
We're going to go.
Well, how is that?
We are
going. I got almost every one right.
We are going to. I think you each missed one.
And then Haney missed the one that you called it. Well, he got it right, but we called it
on the
play.
All right. Here's the tiebreaker.
Bunch of crap.
Here's the tiebreaker.
You got a tie. What are you?
We're going to go right smack dab in the middle. We're going to go.
He's very competitive.
We're
going to
go into the 1980s.
I feel like I'm on fire over here.
We're going to go into the 1980s. I'm going to give a song title. The one who buzzes in representing either Peggy or Rob will win. This is not the 70s and early 80s. This is not the late 90s and 2000s.
Stan's choice.
We're going to go Stan.
Hey, everybody. It's D-Train here. I want to thank you all for being committed Stan and Haney podcast listeners and would love to invite you to check out the other podcasts brought to you by Beasley Broadcasting. Check out Hellbound with Jeff Zito, my World War II-based podcast, What's the Scuttlebutt Podcast, and the all-new Waterman and D-Train show. And you can find all of these podcasts on the 96KROQ app that you can download from your app store or simply go to 96KROQ.com.
Twice. Yeah. And we are going to use this song. It was the number 22 hit in 1986. Burning Heart. Haney.
That's the sound of the police.
Vandenberg.
Incorrect.
Oh, no.
That's correct.
Zito. Burning Heart, number 22 in 1986. No guess?
Heart.
No.
Can I guess again?
No. Peggy, do you know?
Haney, tell me what to say.
No, I'm not going to tell you what to say. Rob, do you know?
Commodore.
No. All right, I'm going to go. No, it was Survivor. Going to go and give you another shot
at
this.
Burning Heart. Yep.
No.
Yep.
That's
the Rockies.
That's that's wrong. It should be Vandenberg.
It is not. Wrong year.
Right here.
Wrong year. Wrong year. All right, here we go.
Hold on.
All right, I believe that there's a song like that. It wasn't that number song in that year. Number five hit.
I'm right.
Number five hit, 1985. Broken Wings.
Damn it! That's the sound of the police!
Who? I thought Haney got it.
Paul McCartney.
No. No, it is not.
Can I answer or no?
Yes. Yeah, all right, hold it. Take it away. I'm going to do another one.
No.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
That's not fair.
I'm going to do another one. Nobody can determine who was first.
I determined I was first.
I'm going to do another one.
Mr.
It is
Mr.
But that one doesn't count.
I like Mr. Sister better.
Yeah. Number 20
hit.
Remember
that video?
Yeah.
Number 20 hit.
Well, Mr. Sister.
You know what? Number 21 hit of 1985. Everything She Wants.
Damn it!
Haney.
That's the sound of the police!
Wham or Wham UK.
Yes, you got it. You got it.
Yay.
You got the point. Peggy, you're going to go to Adventure Island.
Yeah, congratulations.
Hey, thank you so much.
And Rob, you know what? Rob, you should get some kind of consolation prize because it went into OT. So I'm going to send you over to D-Train. You're going to get a prize as well. But Peggy, you're going to Adventure Island.
That's great. Fantastic. All right. Sam, can I just tell you one thing?
What?
I was cleaning out my classroom today, and I knocked my Stan bobblehead, and your head fell off, and I really apologize.
Now, that ain't nothing
That's
new.
What you get.
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on, Peggy.
Thank you.
Hold on.
Vandenberg.
Yes. Adrian Vandenberg.
Yeah.
Great guitar player.
We're going to take a break.
Best known for his hit
Burning Heart.
Yes.
We'll be back.
Later. Turn it up.
This burning heart.
We'll be back.
radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney in the afternoon. 96 K-Rock.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. That game ran a little long. So let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
I don't understand how there could be any controversy. I was nothing but a gentleman and a scholar.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Just one thing on the board right now, and it is a crash in the 11,000 block of Gladiolus Drive right by Advanced Auto Parts. Again, that's in Fort Myers. It's been moved to the parking lot. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. What's he got coming up for you? Well, he's about to tell you. He's got the headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news. We will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
We try to keep you up to date on the latest trends.
Always have.
So that you can be trendy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I am told the hot trend in cocktails is stuff that makes your mouth numb. I think that's called cocaine.
Yep. Yeah. That's why you used to take a finger and rub it on your gums.
Yep. Everything old is new again,
yep.
Huh?
Yep.
There is just something about women and spiders.
Yeah, they don't like them. Got a problem with them.
Men don't really have a problem with spiders. We recognize that they have a useful purpose in the ecosystem.
And let me tell you something. In the old days, if you had a spider in your house, you kept him there because he would eat all the other bugs.
Mm-hmm.
They'd fall into his web and he'd eat them.
Now, don't get me wrong. When we run across something nasty, you know, like a giant banana spider, yes, we have the urge to kill it.
Yup.
But it doesn't matter to a woman. A spider is a spider is a spider. It could be a little tiny one or a big one. They're scared to death of it. So it's no surprise a 22-year-old woman ordered food delivery only so she could have the driver kill a spider for her. There are some good ones today. A thief threatens a cashier. Real tough guy.
Yeah.
And says to that cashier, "Remember my face." And then is picked out of a lineup 2 years later because they did remember his face.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Couple with meth get caught because they couldn't stop themselves from having sex in the Walmart parking lot.
Jeez.
An Alabama woman's bank robbery note promises the manager sexual favors for his cooperation. And finally, a man on LSD is involved in an extremely dangerous police chase. Why?
Why?
He believed he was playing Grand Theft Auto, not real life. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. I have to correct a texter when you were talking about the spider story.
Yes.
The texter said, well, what about Stan's keep it away? Keep it away drop that
get
we
play. Get away? Yeah. Oh, no! Don't!
That wasn't a spider. Sorry. That was a rat.
Mm-hmm.
Worst walking creature on earth. Rat.
Yep. And the fact that they're a mammal complicates things.
Yep. Yep. 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone.
D-Train.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Woo! Woo!
Ah.
Did you get the impression that D-Train was rooting for Zito
yep.
and trying to intervene on his
I
behalf?
Did. Yep.
I was maintaining a level playing
field. Because I heard
field.
That, and it sounded like you had chimed in first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trained. I'm a professional. Yeah, I've been doing this.
And that cost me.
And it cost
I
you.
Go back and pull the tape.
What?
I said, I can go back and pull the tape.
Again, once again, proof. We could have let this lie, but he was rooting for Zito. So he wants to pull the tape
maintaining
to go and
a level
find
playing
out.
Field.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wants to go back and do a recount.
Yep.
Well, Supreme Court said no.
Yep.
You would have won either way.
Dealing with old hanging Chad back here. I'm the decider. I won.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, baby.
Oh, we all love Jeopardy, don't we? With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
millennial Jeopardy categories.
Oh, top millennial Jeopardy categories.
Well, huh.
Yeah.
Thrift store flannels. Colonial latte art. Free stuff Bernie Sanders will give you.
I'm scared of this stuff.
No, you're not.
Tide Pod flavors.
Donna.
18th century emojis. Authors that give you all the feels. Famous Rick and Morty quotes. Potent vapables.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln's most famous humble brags.
Wow.
World history of vinyl.
Jericho!
Professions other than social media coordinator. Things to find wrong with everyone but yourself.
I know nothing. Nothing.
That's right, Schultzy.
You know, I don't know that that's appropriate playing Schultzy there because that man represents the German war machine, the yes. Nazis. I don't find that amusing at all.
At all.
And
it's offensive.
I think it's inappropriate.
Yeah, I agree with you now that I think about it. You have to be on your toes. That, you don't know whether something's right or wrong anymore.
That could offend a lot of people,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, my father died in Auschwitz!
Oh.
My grandpa died also in Auschwitz. He fell from a watchtower.
Oh!
Wow.
Again, we're reviewing the top millennial Jeopardy categories.
Yep.
Non-binary gender fluid pansexual shaming. Things that are worth removing at least one earbud for.
Shuttlecock.
And finally, the very top millennial Jeopardy category.
Yes.
Woke Civil War generals.
Who wants to see another belly flop?
Ah, over here, over here. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Freddie, email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy. At stanandhaney.com.
I'm peaceable.
I always have been. This is from Andy in Pittsburgh. He says he already has a stick pin. Ahoy, gentlemen. You know, I couldn't help hearing yesterday about your big hog roast tomorrow.
The yeah. Hispanic
pig roast. Yeah.
Is there any update on that?
Yes, it is. Somebody heard us talking. And it triggered something. You see, you want to know if something's going to work? Ask Stan and Haney, because we'll tell you.
We'll poke it full of holes.
Big meeting today. This has been planned for a month.
Mm-hmm.
Big meeting today. Maybe we should bring it indoors so the mayonnaise-based salads don't spoil. That was their reasoning. Too hot out there for the mayonnaise-based salads. We'll have it in the sales pit. That's fun.
But they'll deny listening to us.
Of course they will. Andy says...
You know, it really is a thankless job, Stan. We're not in any radio hall of fame.
You're pig roast, guys. Be careful. Your morning show has a history of that. You don't need to be part of a pig roast. Distance yourselves from it. Let Roger Marley take the fall.
Yeah, there is a history of that around here.
Yep. This is from Robert. Ahoy, gentlemen. I just wanted to let you know that I continue to listen from North Carolina in the mountains on the TuneIn app. Yes, I have a stick pin. My question, would it be possible to make a donation to the Stan and Haney Draft Fund and receive each of the Stan and Haney bobbleheads? Naturally, Stan's would be signed by Haney. Haney's would be signed by Stan. They would be a great addition to my log cabin. Also, for as many years as D-Train has been a member of the show, and the fact that he feels more like family than just a producer, what do you think about having a bobblehead made up of him?
No.
Let me explain something. And I'm going to explain this as about as clearly as I can. Haney and I, in our history here at K-Rock, have had two bobbleheads made of us. There were two editions. Each edition was paid by outside sources and outside organizations. The Beasleys
who were
never
extremely, the outside organizations extremely enthusiastic about it. Beasley said, well, what's it going to cost us? Yep. And when they said, oh, well, it doesn't cost you, they said, okay, yeah, you can do that.
Yeah. They did not. They can't even get us T-shirts. The Seminole Casino... gave us the first bobbleheads, and the Fort Myers Miracle paid for the second set of bobbleheads.
Mm-hmm.
The Beasleys had nothing to do with it, so if we say, well, hey, Beasley, let's make D-Train a bobblehead.
No.
No.
No, and then when we do get bobbleheads, they lock them away.
Yep.
Why do they keep things from us?
Oh, we're not to be trusted.
With our own stuff?
Yeah. Because we don't own them.
Who is that?
Don't know. It's a guy dressed up like a girl.
Why is that in here?
I have no idea.
I think I want that removed.
It's bothering me. It's offensive. The Guardian. Oh, no. Where I didn't forget the Guardians today. I got it. It was too political.
Oh, come on.
No, I didn't print it up.
Oh, okay.
It's our
so you're just covering your ass. Yeah, it wasn't really that.
Yeah,
political.
It was.
What was he talking about?
I don't know. That Mueller investigation and Obama.
Yeah, witch hunt.
Yep. This is Billy Midget.
Oh, good to hear from Billy.
His is political. Ahoy, gentlemen. Our freedoms continue to erode, and the idea of personal responsibility is replaced with government dependency.
Mm-hmm.
We should revisit one of the basic tenets on which this great nation was founded, individual rights and individual responsibilities. I'm a strong believer that things like marijuana, gambling, prostitution should be legal.
You know, it's funny he brings that up, because I heard from my old friend Jim, and he travels a lot, and on the Facebook it just pops up, hello from Amsterdam.
Yep.
He was over there, and he was talking about he'd been there 20 years before, and some things had changed. And I said, well, you know, maybe I'll get there someday. And he goes, well, it's a nice town, and really all it is things that are legal here should be legal everywhere.
Well, Billy continues, these things and other similar outlawed activities don't physically impact anyone but the individual choosing to pursue them. If a gambler loses his shirt, that's on him or her. The government shouldn't take on the responsibility of protecting citizens from themselves.
Mm-mm.
It's choices and consequences. Pretty simple. Signed, Billy Midget. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back with our question of the week. It's not a yes or no answer. You have the right answer. It's your story. Our question of the week is next. We'll take your phone calls. We're Stan and Haney.
two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney in the afternoon. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Gonna do, get you updated on traffic here in just a second. But before we do that, we're gonna pose to you our question of the week. And then after we do traffic, you know, give you a chance to think about it, call in. And then we'll take your phone calls to our question of the week. You have the right answer. It's your answer. You know, we all like to think of ourselves from time to time, whether you're a man or a woman, that you can be helpful around the house. You can do some projects. Who knows what it might be? You know, put some wallpaper up.
Build a shelf.
Build a shelf. Maybe, you know, handle some plumbing issues. Other times you look at a situation and you say, I better call the man. I better call in a professional. This is way over my head. Our question of the week. What home project did you accomplish on your own without having to call a professional? And there's a bit of D-Train and I were talking about, there's a bit of pride there when you go in and you have something accomplished. You're going to go and put some tile down. You're going to put a new counter in. You're going to put some new cabinets in. You're going to install that ceiling fan. And you say, man, I did that. I didn't have to call the man. What home project did you accomplish all on your own without having to call a professional? 277-9600. Oh, and it came out good. I mean, you wouldn't know. That was, did it all on my own. 277-9600. Let's do some traffic. Then we'll take your phone calls. It's all about beautifying your home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, a couple of things on the board. We will start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash, the 4600 block of Gulf Avenue. And this one, Fort Myers, crash, South Tamiami Trail and 6 Mile Cypress. It's right by the Walmart. And you are up to date. Our question of the week. We all like to be handy around the house. Can you grab those, D-Train? We all like to be handy around the house. Oh, I can do that. I saw Bob Vila. Just follow the instructions. Can't be wrong. Maybe I don't need to have my floors floated before I put down some wood flooring. I can do that. What home project did you accomplish on your own without having to call a professional? 277-9600. Well, I'm all thumbs when it comes to home projects, but there is one that comes to mind that I take great pride in. I installed 2 toilets in my home. Not just the lid, not just the tank, the entire commode on my own. Bought it, hauled it home. Got the damn glue stuff. Got the damn everything.
You broke that seal and you fixed it.
Yep. 2 of them. And not a leak in any of them. I felt so good after I did that. I said, okay, here we go. Let's flush and not see any water come flying out. Smooth. And they still work well to this day. Haney, in your life, what home project did you accomplish on your own without calling a professional?
Well, it reminds me of being dirt poor when I didn't really have the option.
You had to do it yourself.
And when it was living in Ocala, I didn't make any money there. Barely getting by, had a brand new baby girl, and we had a washing machine and a dryer that had been donated by my father-in-law at the time. And it never worked. And you know, when you have a newborn baby, you're doing laundry all the time. And this thing was like a fire hazard. But I had to make it work.
Did you get in there with some tools?
I did. And when you have that kind of motivation, you'll find that you're capable of more than maybe you thought. I would much have preferred to call the man, but I couldn't afford it.
Two different kinds. Out of necessity and out of self-pride, you're going to go and I can do better. And, I can do better.
And I'm sure you'll remember there was a certain time where, out of the blue, I became an expert at VCR repair.
Yeah, that's the truth. D-Train, what home project did you accomplish all on your own without having to call a professional?
Well, shortly after I became a new homeowner, as in 2 days after I became a new homeowner, my water heater went out. And I find myself...
A brand new water heater went out?
No, my home had been flipped. And remodeled, except for the water heater had not been. And so literally we moved in, and the very next day the water heater blew up. And so myself and a friend of mine went out to the old big box store, picked up a new huge water heater and yanked out the old one, installed it, added all new fittings, all the fixings, and it's good to go.
See, it's not surprising with him. He's capable.
No, he's quite capable of doing that. It doesn't surprise me at all.
What made you decide to take on a toilet?
I thought I could do it. Here's the other thing, and I've
never known you to be into plumbing. What made you think you could do it?
No, and here's the other thing. If you remember, my first garbage disposal went out when Tommy was alive. He had to put it in for me.
Mm-hmm.
And probably, I don't know, a few years ago, I had an outlet go bad. I had to have D-Train come over and do the outlet. The last time my garbage disposal went out, which was last year, I said, I can do it. And I went down to the Home Depot, got a garbage disposal, pulled out the instructions, took the old one out, put the new one in, and it works.
Now, is this the same sink that was leaking 2 weeks ago?
Yes, it was.
Say no more.
It wasn't coming from the disposal.
No, of course not. No one suggested that, Stan. Okay. You're projecting.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Joe.
Joe, what home project did you accomplish on your own without having to call a professional?
Well, as D-Train, I was a homeowner and married and had kids, and it had the old shag rug in it. And my son was hacking and coughing the first night we were in there, and the second night the water heater blew up too and flooded it out. So we ripped out all the old carpet, and he was fine, and then laid down, I think it was 1,600 feet of new tile.
Wow, so you've done a tile job in your home?
Yes.
That's what I want to tackle next.
Yeah, that's a job. That's a job. And everything's fine? There's no bubbling, no cracking, nothing?
No, I just picked the wrong tile. It wasn't, I think, ceramic. I think porcelain's the same color throughout. And the other one's, like, coated on the top, so moving the furniture and chipped some of the tile so the red showed up.
Well, that's not good. That shiny tile, isn't that for bathrooms? That's not for floor, is it? I don't know. I'm not an expert. I'd call the man. I'd call a professional. 277-9600. What home project did you accomplish all on your own without having to call a professional? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Brian.
Brian, you tackled something in the home. What was it?
I'm not gloating, but when my wife got pregnant, I was in a pretty crappy house here in the Cape, and I did everything from floor tile, ceramic, all the way through the walls, replacing thousands of faucets, even did the roof.
And you had no previous knowledge on how to do any of this? You said, you know what, I'm going to, because out of necessity or because you wanted to, do it, try it, you did it yourself?
I, here and there before, but all, when she was pregnant, I decided to just do it all. And I went with the 90s colors, the mauve and gray.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It does, man, when when you've got a small child, your motivation is off the charts.
Yeah. See, I remember when my daughter was born, and even before she was born, I wanted to decorate the baby's room with the wallpapering across the top and putting in a. I didn't know how to. My ex-wife did that.
Yeah. She did a lot, didn't she? Fix your transmission.
No. And I'll tell you a story about that. A lot of that gets built up, although I do hand it to her for trying. It was our old partner Joe's car, and he had an alternator go bad, and he couldn't figure out how to put the alternator in. So she put the alternator in the car. The only problem is that it still didn't run right because she put the alternator in backwards. And over the years, it turned into she changed the transmission on his car, changed the transmission on my car. It was an alternator.
Well, did she put together your grill?
She might have.
And the swing set? Because I know you wanted to do that.
She put together, yeah.
Because you were doing it wrong.
Yep. I was always doing everything wrong. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy.
Hi, who's this?
Joe.
Joe, what home project did you accomplish on your own without calling a professional?
Well, kitchen sink had been backing up for several months to the point to where I just cut the bottom drain out and put a 5-gallon bucket under there.
Problem solved.
It worked.
Emptied it every now and then in the backyard. Grass looked great after that.
I bet.
Until I tackled it head on, went to Lowe's and rented one of them chainsaws that you cut concrete with.
Yeah.
And I cut that whole pipe out of the ground.
And replaced it with a big bucket.
Yeah, another big bucket.
It was old galvanized pipe, kitchen drain.
Yeah.
The acids and stuff from the grease playing in there.
Yeah.
House from the 50s.
Wow. And you replace it with the plastic stuff?
PVC.
Yeah.
Inch and a half.
Yeah.
Had a problem after that.
That's the thing with like D-Train. I would assume that when you put your new hot water heater in, it was all that PVC stuff. And which makes life at least, it's still questionable, but at least you go and set the hot water heater in. There's things you screw on and you get little extenders for it and make it fit right.
Yeah, it had the old yellow PVC coming out, but since we got a new higher capacity, I actually replaced those with the stainless steel flex cables.
Yeah.
And so we just put new ends on the wall.
See, that was the thing when my hot water heater went, it was all that copper piping. They had, and I had to call them in. They had to bring in that welding and cut the copper pipes.
Uh-huh.
They stole all the copper from me and put in the PVC. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. This is Roman from Naples.
Roman, what home project did you accomplish on your own without calling a professional?
Yes, sir. So I had old crappy carpet in my house, and I did the whole house in tile. I got a book from Home Depot, and I bought a crappy saw for $100, and I did it all.
Did you have to float the floor?
No, I didn't. It was a monolithic slab, and one thing to add is, you know, women are like tiles. If you lay them down right, you can walk all over them for the rest of your life.
Oh, my God!
Long way to go.
Long way to go. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hey, guys. I did a project one time.
I'd like to have your name first.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
That's all right.
Mark.
And what land are we from?
I am originally from England, and I did actually do something for you guys when you were Joe and Sam.
What did you do for us?
I sang a song.
What song did you sing?
It was Goodbye, Joe and Sam, blah, 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 Loved as Much as Lady Di. Lazy, like Holman's Lazy Eye.
Do you have a...
Like Holman's Lazy... Oh, that goes way back.
Yeah, that goes... do you still have a copy of that?
No, I don't. I don't have a copy of it.
Would you re-record it for us?
It was done by a company called Happy Time Productions in Naples, and in fact...
Yeah.
I was a friend of yours. Her name is Anne Ray.
Yes, I remember. Yeah. She used to work here.
He used to DJ for GWR Radio in England, in Wiltshire.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Well, good talking to you again.
Yeah, and I've been listening to your show for ever since.
Fantastic. Do you want to answer our question of the week?
I want to tell you about a little project I took up. I'm not a handyman, but my light switch in my bathroom went out, and I called an electrician, and he said it'll be between $170 and $200 to change a light switch. So I said, screw that. I watched a YouTube video. I bought the light switch from Home Depot for like $14, and I had a few beers and did it myself.
YouTube has changed everything.
Yeah, it has.
It is.
Yeah, it has.
You should probably get through a medical school by watching YouTube.
Man, I wish there YouTube was around when I was trying to deal with that washing machine.
Yeah. Well, good talking to you again.
You too, guys.
Thank you. That
he's been with us a long time.
Way back to the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Thank you so much for continuing to listen to the show. If you'd like to answer our question of the week, you can email us ahoy@stanandhaney.com. What home project did you accomplish on your own without having to call a professional? Beautiful Haney, beautiful.
You know who it is.
Jackie Gleason.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
From the album Music, Martinis, and Memories.
Mark Haney in the News is next.
Ladies and gentlemen,
one of the greatest novelties,
a fabulous boy prodigy,
the most amazing of all the chimp acts that have ever come to show business.
He said, as you recall, everybody remembers this one, here's an act that'll scare the life out of you. From China. He's been in India. He's been all over the world.
Just back from Las Vegas, the Italian Casanova.
A Texas friend of mine, my handsome Italian paisano, today's greatest living American.
Here's the man I invited to Christmas dinner.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. Mark Haney and the News coming up in just seconds. Roger Marley in at 6 o'clock to take you through your evening. He's not in the building yet. We don't know what kind of mood he's in. Cross your fingers. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
Yeah. Fort Myers. Got a crash in the 13,000 block of Palm Beach Boulevard. And this one, a hit and run, 11,000 block of Bonita Beach Road Southeast, right by the Home Depot. It's in the parking lot area. Hit and run. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Charles Kuralt in New York. Eric Severide in Miami Beach. Charles Collingwood in London. George Herman in Washington. Marvin Kalb in Washington. Robert Pierpoint in Washington. And Daniel Shore in Washington.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, June 7th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for some things you did not know.
Okay.
We have a resident expert here on World War II. He may know this.
Yeah.
Everyone should know about the atomic bombs dropped on Japan. If you know history, you should be aware of this.
Yeah.
But prior to that happening, there had been a long campaign of island hopping in the Pacific. Brutal fighting between Americans and Japanese. And military leaders were looking at the fact that if they wanted to end the war, there was going to have to be an invasion of mainland Japan.
Correct.
And they looked at all of the different possibilities of what may happen with an invasion, because the Japanese people were so indoctrinated that they thought it was going to be a very bloody, bloody affair with lots of casualties.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that in preparation for the invasion, without the bombs, it would have happened. The U.S. military manufactured so many Purple Hearts when they were planning the Japanese invasion that never happened, thank God. Purple Hearts awarded to this day come from that supply.
Yep. Unbelievable. We played a opener a couple of months ago. From like the 90s when the Gulf War was going on, and you had that fact, mm-hmm. and it's the truth. The Purple Hearts that are awarded today are the ones they made back in WW2.
We've been through Korea, Vietnam, all over the Middle East. That gives you an idea of just how serious that invasion would have been.
Yeah. Do we have any idea how many were made? How many they estimated if we didn't drop the bomb?
I don't know how many they had made, but the estimate, if we would have had to invade the mainland of Japan, the estimated casualty count would have been 4 million.
Jeez.
Because as Haney was saying, they were so indoctrinated when we actually captured Okinawa.
Oh, yeah. This
the Okinawan citizens had been so brainwashed, and they were told that the Americans were not only rapists but cannibals, and that we would rape their women and children and then consume their bodies. And there is film footage. You can see this on YouTube where mothers were taking their babies, throwing them off of cliffs, and then jumping behind them and killing themselves because they didn't want to be raped and eaten by the Marines. That's how indoctrinated they were.
Wow.
And so they knew that if a small island of Okinawa that technically wasn't Japan's civilians, and the fact that we've had multiple contacts throughout the island hopping campaigns where wounded Japanese soldiers were coming and fighting with pitchforks and anything they could find, and citizens were fighting with pitchforks and anything they could find.
Because we were monsters.
Yep.
They knew that if occupied territories, if their people and the Japanese soldiers were that fanatical, just imagine what the mainland Japan combat would be.
The general population in itself of their thoughts about us coming there.
And Truman wasn't really big on the concept of dropping the bomb. He didn't really want to do it. And what a lot of people don't realize is not only did we have that group of scientists working on that plan, but he also organized three separate different groups of scientists, logistics officers, and statisticians to come up. He said, hey, you guys go off, research, come up with a better solution that would produce the lowest body count, and the lowest body count was dropping the bomb.
Yep.
Not just American, but all around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the lowest body count, the solution
Truman
was dropping the bomb.
Truman believed he saved lives.
Oh, he did.
By doing that, and he
Without
did.
Without a doubt.
Yep.
As horrific as that was, it would have been worse.
Yep. And he didn't even drop it on their major city. He picked smaller cities to drop it on.
Yep. And evidently the Japanese thought the first one might have been a fluke.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to do it again.
Yep.
And we're all familiar with the Nazis and the horrible experiments they did on humans. Well, the Japanese were doing the same thing captured American pilots.
Yep.
And sailors. Well, just within the last year, the Japanese government said, hey, we don't want that research to go to waste. And they've actually put on display in one of their museums these horrible photos and documentation of the experiments they had conducted to American prisoners during the war, and they actually have it on display at one of their museums.
Oh, geez.
So they convinced their people that we're monsters while they actually were.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the things they did to the Chinese, the Philippines, I mean,
not brutal.
To mention, you know, the quote-unquote comfort women and just... And another story broke about a year ago. The Japanese government was upset with, I think, San Francisco because they had put on a memorial and made a statue to commemorate the horrible things that had happened to the quote-unquote comfort women who were Chinese and other women who were basically kidnapped and sold into sex trade so that the Japanese soldier could have comfort in his free time. And there was big concerns that this display would create some sort of international incident between us and Japan.
Yep. Also, the Rothschilds could sell guns.
Yep.
Man. And that wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't.
Capable of anything. There are tenuous threads that seem to connect famous people.
What are we talking about, like the 6 degrees of separation?
Sort of. It's just an odd fact. Kurt Vonnegut?
Yeah.
Was Geraldo Rivera's father-in-law for 4 years. Geraldo was married to Kurt's daughter, Edith, from 71 to 75. Mm-hmm. That was a hard time to be an Edith.
Yes, it was.
But, I'm sure the word dingbat was used more than once.
Yep.
You know, we always try to keep you up to date on all the latest trends so that you can be one of the cool kids.
Thank you.
Apparently, the hot trend in cocktails right now is making your mouth numb.
And like you were saying in the headline, that's what cocaine was supposed to be, right?
That's what I always thought. But you know what they say, everything old is new again.
Mm-hmm.
The cocktails use a little blossom called a Sichuan button or buzz button. When you bite into one, it makes your mouth a little numb with an intense tingle that lasts about 10 minutes.
Really? What's it called?
Sichuan button?
Our bartenders
or
out there.
Or buzz button.
I'd like to get a bushel of those things. We'll make Dave eat them tomorrow.
According to bartenders, it really helps bring out the flavors in your drinks and makes it so that you you can taste all of the individual ingredients. And unlike other mixology trends, this one has left the hipster bars and gone mainstream. TGI Fridays is all over it, and they rolled out a drink called the Blackberry Buzz Rita that uses the buzz button or the Sichuan button.
Yep. What will they think of next?
I'll tell you what it won't be.
What?
Flying cars.
No hope.
In a moment.
You can help support the Stan and Haney webpage by going to stanandhaney.com and clicking the Amazon website icon. Save that to your favorites. Then simply use that link to access Amazon. It costs you nothing and helps support the Stan and Haney page each and every time you shop.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, this is a story that I think a certain architect named Paul Kersey would enjoy. A 26-year-old man in West Palm Beach named Andrew Williams got furious when the cashier at a liquor store had the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall, to card him back in 2016.
They card everybody.
Well, this was a problem for Andrew because he didn't have his ID with him. The cashier wouldn't budge, and Andrew was out of his mind pissed. So he did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
He threatened the cashier and yelled, quote, "Remember my face," before storming out of the liquor store. He returned later that night with a gun and shot the cashier in the arm. The police never tracked Andrew down because the security camera never got a shot of his face. But the cashier took Andrew's advice to heart and did remember his face. Last Tuesday, police received an anonymous tip that the man responsible for the shooting lived nearby, and the caller gave them Andrew's name. Then the police organized a lineup, and the cashier was able to point and go, "Yeah, that's him. I remember his face." Ah! He is now facing attempted murder charges. The police were able to confirm more information. It turns out Andrew was issued a driver's license on the day of the shooting, and when they got him, he was wearing the same clothes he was wearing in the surveillance footage from the liquor store.
You know, don't ask for what you... Oh, I'll never forget that face. I'm looking at him right now. I won't forget that face. And you know what? Looking at him, I'd card him. I need some ID before you buy this liquor.
And then you'd probably, if you were working at a liquor store, I'd picture you with reading glasses on a chain. You'd probably make a big show of pulling up the glasses and looking at it and then looking at him.
Yep. Yeah, I would. Yeah.
You give him that real suspicious look.
Yeah. You remember this face. Oh, I won't forget it.
Not a problem.
Nope. That's one thing. Here's with me. I can't remember people's names very well, but I never forget a face.
What about this one? Where was that from?
That one. Not a face that you're making, a person's face.
Oh, I thought you'd be able to go back to a specific moment in time where I would have made that face.
Where you stepped on a nail?
Close. Yeah. I think it was a tack.
Yeah.
Do we know anything at all about women?
They're crazy. Every single one of them.
And they're capable of anything.
Capable of the most horrific things.
A woman went into a bank in Forestdale, Alabama yesterday morning and handed the manager of that bank a robbery note, providing him with two options.
Okay, so I assume the first line, this is a stick-up, and then the two options.
Option number one, the manager would give her $6,000 from the vault.
Okay.
If he did this, she would then perform a sexual favor on him. A real win-win.
Yeah, hey, look at that.
Option number two.
Yes.
Don't give her the money, and she'd claim that he sexually assaulted her.
See?
How do you want to play it?
Different world here now.
Here you go. Here's the cards. How you want to play them.
Yeah, me too.
Well, fortunately for the manager, or unfortunately, depending on your personal viewpoint, he never got to make that choice. The police quickly got to the bank and arrested the woman. The police chief says, quote, "I don't think I've ever heard of an attempt to rob a bank quite like this. Our deputies saved this employee from something. I'm not sure exactly what, but we did save him from something."
Now, let me see. Do we have a picture of her? Because if I was the bank teller or the bank manager and I was handed this stick-up note.
You'd be Mr. Drysdale.
Yep. I'd have to make a decision. Let's see what decision I would have made if the police didn't break it up. $6,000 and some favors, or no money and assault.
No photo, just, and they don't even.
No photo.
Nope.
Are you looking on AL.com?
I'm looking everywhere.
Is there a photo? Did you know that if there was a photo, or it's a mugshot, right?
Usually,
I just have the source here, and it's from AL.com, like Alabama.com.
Yeah, I'm looking right there. They just have a photo of the bank.
Oh. Yeah, and they don't identify her, so there may not be one.
Yeah. They're probably not. I don't know what this world's coming to. If somebody's over, if you're 21, if 18, and you're booked, I need to see the mugshot. Well, now, I don't necessarily believe of the a lot of local news and all that stuff where somebody under the age of 18 and they publish their name.
So we're going to make an issue out of this mugshot then? We need to see it?
I need to see the mugshot.
D-Train, get me Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. We're going to file a Freedom of Information
Darn
Act.
Right.
Yep.
It's my right to see that. See, if I, it's all about life. If I was put into that situation, what would I do?
And it's critical that you have the full information.
Yes, if I have the information. This broad's handing me a stick-up note with two options.
And we'll take them to court then.
Yep. Get that info.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. A 23-year-old gent named Anthony Clark saw a car parked on the side of the road in southern Oregon on Saturday. And even though there were several police officers standing right by it, waiting for it to get towed, he decided it would be a great idea to hop in that car and steal it. Well, he caught the cops a little bit off guard, not thinking anyone would be that dim-witted. He ended up in a high-speed chase with the police. Highlights include him busting through chain-link fences, going the wrong way down several different roads, and running over not one, but two sets of spike strips. The police caught up to him when he got out of the car, ran through a trailer park, and tried to steal a different car. Mm. Some of you may be wondering, why did he do this?
Yeah, why?
A perfectly reasonable explanation. Anthony explained to the police officers that he'd taken LSD and was unaware this was real life. He was under the impression he was playing Grand Theft Auto. Unfortunately for him, "I thought life was a video game" isn't considered a legitimate excuse. So he was arrested on several charges, including driving under the influence, car theft, eluding, and reckless endangerment.
Well, they got his mugshot. They got they'll display his face. He's a little dimwitted.
I believe him. I believe him. Because that's how you act in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, no focus. just a blank stare.
Oh, yeah, nobody's focused in that game.
No, look at him.
Yeah, his pupils are huge.
Yeah, good times. Good times.
You probably would have gotten a decent score playing the game.
No doubt.
You know what they say? Drugs are a hell of a drug. And that's the news for today, Thursday, June 7th.
Double M, XV, Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. They get this pill head.
Slack jaw.
Yeah, it show is. But I can't see a bank robber's mugshot.
No.
where I have to make a critical decision, a life or death decision?
Yeah, I told you. D-Train is getting in touch with Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. We'll go ahead and file the papers.
Yep.
We'll demand it.
Appreciate it. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
5 to 7 years from now, you'll be looking at that mugshot.
Yeah, that's how long it'll take.
To be a true champion, you need pride, vision, and perseverance.
Oh, yeah.
You need these same qualities to be a moderately successful afternoon FM talk show.
Sure do.
Do you really expect people to believe this shit? Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Roger Marley coming in at 6 o'clock. He's going to take you through your evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's see. Where do we start? We'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. 15,000 block of North Cleveland Avenue, right by the 7-Eleven. Then in Fort Myers, crash. Daniels Parkway and South Cleveland Avenue, right by the mobile gas station. One more for you. It's in Lehigh Acres. It is a crash. 100 block of Alabama Road South, and you are up to date. This was a hit. Big hit. Solid gold AM radio. I'm willing to bet that that was like a number one hit. I'm willing to bet that was solid gold number one in like 1972.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the year on there?
No, I have the date of the re-release of the CD, which is 2015.
Oh, well, that doesn't count.
I know it doesn't. I don't have the information in front of me.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I'm married 2 years now, and I'm in couples therapy with my wife, and
And I love her very much, but I'm still trying to figure out how to talk to her, you know, like how to communicate. My wife comes from a small town in Canada, and she tends to be a little underexpressive, a little passive aggressive, and I tend to maybe say too much, you know, but if I'm wrong, correct me. If you're wrong, let me correct you. It's a better life that way, you know? I'm driving near a beach, and my wife points in the distance, and she said, look at that lifehouse. Lifehouse with an F. Apparently, she's been under the impression her whole life that a lighthouse is called a lifehouse. And so I said, all I said is, that's a lighthouse. And she said, that's what I said. And I said, no, you know, that's not what you said. You said lifehouse with an F, you know? And then you could feel a cold Canadian wind blow through the car. And she goes, well, you know everything. And I was like, I know this. You know, what am I making? What's it, an ego thing? I know the name of the object. I'm not trying to make a big deal out of it, you know?
Have yourselves a great evening. Roger Morley in next. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. Big Friday show. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Well, I'm all thumbs when it comes to home projects, but there is one that comes to mind that I take great pride in. I installed two toilets in my home. Not just the lid, not just the tank, the entire commode on my own. Bought it, hauled it home, got the damn glue stuff, got the damn everything.
Broke that seal and you fixed it.
Yep. Two of them, and not a leak in any of them. I felt so good after I did that. I said, okay, here we go. Let's flush and not see any water come flying out. Smooth. And they still work well to this day. Haney, in your life, what home project did you accomplish on your own without calling a professional?
Well, it reminds me of being dirt poor when I didn't really have the option.
You had to do it yourself.
And when it was living in Ocala, I didn't make any money there. Barely getting by. Had a brand new baby girl. And we had a washing machine and a dryer that had been donated by my father-in-law at the time. And it never worked. And you know, when you have a newborn baby, you're doing laundry all the time. And this thing was like a fire hazard, but I had to make it work.
Did you get in there with some tools?
I did. And when you have that kind of motivation, you'll find that you're capable of more than maybe you thought. I would much have preferred to call the man, but I couldn't afford it.
Two different kinds. Out of necessity and out of self-pride, you're going to go and I can do better.
And
I can do better.
And I'm sure you'll remember there was a certain time where, out of the blue, I became an expert at VCR repair.
Yeah, that's the truth. D-Train, what home project did you accomplish all on your own without having to call a professional?
Well, shortly after I became a new homeowner, as in 2 days after I became a new homeowner, my water heater went out. And I find myself...
A brand new water heater went out?
No, my home had been flipped. And remodeled, except for the water heater had not been. And so literally we moved in, and the very next day the water heater blew up. And so myself and a friend of mine went out to the old big box store, picked up a new huge water heater and yanked out the old one, installed it, added all new fittings, all the fixings, and it's good to go.
See, it's not surprising with him. He's capable.
No, he's quite capable of doing that. It doesn't surprise me at all.
What made you decide to take on a toilet?
I thought I could do it. Here's the other thing, and
I've never known you to be into plumbing. What made you think you could do it?
No, and here's the other thing. If you remember, my first garbage disposal went out when Tommy was alive. He had to put it in for me.
Mm-hmm.
And probably, I don't know, a few years ago, I had an outlet go bad. I had to have D-Train come over and do the outlet. The last time my garbage disposal went out, which was last year, I said, yeah, I can do it. And I went down to the Home Depot, got a garbage disposal, pulled out the instructions, took the old one out, put the new one in, and it works.
Now, is this the same sink that was leaking 2 weeks ago?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Say no more.
It wasn't coming from the disposal.
No, of course not.
See, I remember when my daughter was born, and even before she was born, I wanted to decorate the baby's room with the wallpapering across the top and putting in a. I didn't know how to. My ex-wife did that.
Yeah, she did a lot, didn't she? Fix your transmission.
No. And I'll tell you a story about that. A lot of that gets built up. Although I do hand it to her for trying. It was our old partner Joe's car, and he had an alternator go bad, and he couldn't figure out how to put the alternator in, so she put the alternator in the car. The only problem is that it still didn't run right because she put the alternator in backwards, and over the years, it turned into she changed the transmission on his car, changed the transmission on my car. It was an alternator.
Well, did she put together your grill?
She might have.
And the swing set? Because I know you wanted to do that.
She put together, yeah.
Because you were doing it wrong.
Yep. No, I was always doing everything wrong.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.